That's the 23rd of October, 1972. Paul Cummings talking to Paul Sutton in his studio house in Rome. You were born in Oklahoma.
Right.
So it's here.
That's right.
1933.
That's right.
Did you grow up in
yes, as a young boy, and moved to New Mexico when I was still young, in
primary
junior
school?
High school. I think just started junior high school, as I remember.
What was Enid, Oklahoma like? That's not a huge sprawl.
No.
Now, back to Enid, Oklahoma.
Enid, Oklahoma. So, I suppose it must be a typical small Midwestern oaky town. I don't even know what the population would be. I suppose 30,000 people, perhaps. North of Oklahoma City, which was, of course, I thought was probably the biggest city in the world when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And most of my relatives, actually, though, came from the East.
Mm-hmm. Other brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother and an older sister, but they're both quite a bit older than I am. I think my brother is 12 years older and my sister is 11 years older.
Ah, what are their names?
My brother is Jack and my sister is Pat. And my brother lives in New Mexico now, still. He started out as a commercial artist,
mm-hmm.
illustrator. Mm. But now does technical publications,
mm-hmm.
which consists mostly of making movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's sort of industrial.
Yeah.
I think he was an influence in that he studied art as, mm-hmm. At school before.
So that was around
a little bit.
Way.
I mean, not really in the family. It was a completely bizarre idea to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was sort of, as I say, an illustrator is.
Right.
It's a different point of view in the beginning.
Right.
And I actually started out in school. I mean, later,
mm-hmm.
it was sort of toward engineering. I think more than anything else.
What, in high school? Or?
Well, in a way, though, I always drew and
mm-hmm.
did all that kind of.
You mean like chalk children do? And
yeah, but I mean, bigger, even in high school,
mm-hmm.
constantly drawing.
Was there an art class there?
Oh, sure, but
right.
like high school, yeah. But
yeah.
And. Oh, I did some ceramics and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then while I was in high school, of course this was later when I was in New Mexico, I was always very interested in automobiles,
mm-hmm.
like I suppose kids always are. And I, the Fisher Body Company was having contests for designing automobiles
mm-hmm.
every year. And which the prizes were scholarships.
Right.
And I won that several consecutive years in different
categories,
sort of going upward.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and you have to build a model and everything. I used to build model airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started building cars, real cars,
mm-hmm.
while I was in high school. Hot rods, race cars.
And stripping things down,
rebuilding. Yeah, really, but doing very radical work on it. And consequently, I had to learn how to weld and
mm-hmm.
do all this. And I was really very much taken by all of that.
Were they for racing or just?
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of them were. They were all for drag racing, but
mm-hmm.
then some for high speed. And I would go to California.
Mm-hmm.
to race them. But by that time, being in